Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 416. We're going to talk today about another pitfall in marriage, and that is using harmful words in marriage, especially the divorce word, using the word divorce when having arguments and things like that. And it's very important that if those words were already said, to commit to stop using that word or other unhealthy words that we're going to explain. So this is not to make people feel bad if they already in their marriage use this word when they got angry at one another and they threw this word around, threatening divorce and using harsh tones, name-calling, criticism, and all of those things, and saying, you know, I'm going to divorce you, or I'm going to leave you, and all these things. It weakens the fabric of the marriage when you throw those words around. And the key really is never to say it, and if it was said, no matter how much it was said, to make sure that you undo that going forward, and don't use those harmful words again. Because what happens is with many couples, even when it's the last thing of their mind, they have no intention of getting divorced. It's frustration that they use this word, or they just light with their words and they use this word when they threaten or when they want to hurt. And it's very destructive and very unhealthy. Because what happens is, You say these words, I'm leaving you, I'm walking out. It's telling your spouse, I don't want to work on this, and there's no hope for us, even if you didn't mean it and you're just frustrated at the moment. But this is what's the message you're conveying. And you stop working on things that would help your marriage out, that would help the relationship with your husband and wife out. It's like, you know, when you use those words, the divorce word, it's like, the assumption is made, oh, he checked out of the marriage already. She checked out of the marriage already. So if you're in the habit of slinging that word around or other harsh words, it's very important to pull out of that habit, to take a step back and understand that this is said often out of anger. Sometimes it's said out of desperation. You're exhausted. You don't know what else to do. So the key is that if you're ready, prone to saying these words when you're frustrated, that means you're already in a sort of a crisis mode where you need help. And when you need help, you sit through, you talk about it, recognize that you need the help. Whatever you can work together on your own, you do. And what you feel that you need outside help for, find a safe place, a healthy marriage counselor, or therapist, Rav, that understands these things, and get the help that you need. The real idea is to understand, especially Bizman Hazeh, most divorces can be avoided. Not only just avoided, like, you know, that, okay, you know, we'll have a okay marriage. No, most divorces can not only be avoided, but they can turn it around to have a beautiful marriage. And again, it's not chalila to be, judgmental for people who were divorced. And very often it's a necessity. You know, you went to a rabbanim and you went to counselors, and this is something that had to be. But even those people, most divorced people, when they went through it already, they would rather not have. And some of them regret going through it, and they would have wished they would have stayed married and worked it out. Others who felt this is the way it was meant to be, and we had to get divorced. But when after the hurt and they learned to heal, they say they wouldn't want anyone to go through what they went through. And ultimately, when you get married, you want to work on binding your marriage. And the assumption, which is a very clear, strong assumption in marriage when you get married, is Hashem wants you to heal your marriage. He doesn't want to hurt marriages. He wants to heal it. That's the lechatchila mindset that everyone needs to have always. Don't assume it's not so, because that is really the key. You really need to have that in your mind. If Hashem even erases his name in order to promote shalom, this is what Hashem truly wants. And then there's a plan B. The Torah allows divorce, and you ask Gemara Ra, and you work through if it comes to a point where that has to happen. But like we said, in so many cases, especially in our generation, there are broken marriages that not only don't have to be broken, but they can be healed. And even people that are married and they stay married and they don't get divorced, but they're hurt and it's fractured, it could be healed. It could be transformative. So the key really is the one who used this the word divorce or used these harsh words needs to express sincere apology to the one. If it was, let's say, if they both said it to each other, they both need to talk about it and work towards not using those words again. But if, let's say, one of them did it and the other one didn't, there's always one that's saying that word, throwing it around when they get angry. They need to apologize, express sincere intent to heal and to grow. And let's say if you're the spouse that, so if you were the spouse that you was using the word, that's what you need to do. Apologize, be humble, and stop using those words. And if you're the one that this word was being said to, in a calm moment, when you're not fighting and it's calm, you discuss it and say that it's very hurtful. We want the marriage to work. We need to both decide to work together. And like we said, you speak to people that went through divorce and they came out on the other side. They wish they didn't have to go through that experience. And even if their personal matzav, they had to. But it was a very hard thing. And it's not something to take lightly. And sometimes it's even, if I would have known certain things and had certain skills, whatever it is, it's min hashamayim. But for the, I could have, with those skills been much better. So it's very important to think deeply about these things. Recognize that if you're using those words, sometimes people say it even on minor things. We're not talking here about if there's abuse, chas v'shalom, or infidelity, or any major issue. Usually what happens is, unfortunately, is they're not communicating well. Nothing major is happening. It's a particular issue here or there, but they're not communicating well. So the key really is, or they're tired or overwhelmed, they can't even pinpoint what's not working. And what they need to do is work on pinpointing it, work on what is the specific issue. Let's get help with that specific issue and address it. And the key really is what's also very, very important when your marriage is going through a difficulty. What happens a lot is, what could spiral out of control is if you hang around people or ask people advice that are down in marriage, or people that are got divorced or on the brink of divorce, even if they were justified. We're not talking about, let's say they were justified, they had a real rough experience. But what has to happen is those people that were either divorced or down on marriage because they were hurt, they're coming from a hurt place. So when you're fragile and you're coming through a hard patch in your marriage, and so be careful who you speak to. If you speak to people who are right now hurt, that their emotions are raw, that they are very emotional and they're vulnerable themselves and you're vulnerable, they will of course can tell you, okay, it's terrible and get divorced and da 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 da. No, when you are vulnerable, you need advice from someone that is strong in that area. A good mushel would be is, let's say, an alcoholic that needs help with his alcoholism, does not go to another alcoholic to get help and sympathize with them. Oh, it's rough. And no, maybe if that alcoholic, one of them is already 2 years sober, 3 years sober, they could already be a sponsor. Then they could actually help another alcoholic that's in the beginning of stages of trying to pull out of it and of course with the 12 steps and everything, but then it makes sense. But if they're both alcoholics at the same time, they'll both spiral out of control. They'll end up in a bar drinking together. The same thing with marriage. It's very easy when someone has a bumpy part of their marriage to start gravitating towards people or a person that they also have a negative view on marriage, or they themselves were divorced. And like I said, even if they were justified to be hurt, we're not being judgmental here, chas v'shalom, but that is not the right person right now to talk to. You need to talk to people that either if they were divorced, got remarried or healed, and they have a straight head and they're able to give proper advice, somebody that's strong, somebody that had bumps in their marriage and now are in a better place, that they could help you. And instead of using the divorce word, replace that. Instead of saying we need a divorce, we need help. And go to people who not will give you the answers that you may want right now to feel validated. Rather, go to people who could actually help. Stronger people, people that went through bumps in the road and came out on the other side. And be careful not to talk to people that are right now hurting or reeling from their own pain or wounded. Those are not healthy people to talk to right now. When you're in a matzav where you need that help yourself. So that is a very important yesod also, because this could very, very often derail a marriage. And many marriages have been derailed when they get through a bumpy patch. And of course you need validation and you need moral support, but you need to go to people that are caring, understanding, may have gone through rough patches too, but are right now emotionally healthy, have healed their wounds. And even if it was a divorced person, but now they're already years outside of it and they are healing and they're okay and they heal their wounds and they're not in that hurt, bad place anymore or that painful emotional state anymore, and they are in a healthier, good place, then you could confide in them. But that is a very, very, very important aside. Don't go to that mode. Even if you want validation, you get the help from the people that could actually help you, and you both decide on this. So the go-to now is not let's separate, get divorced. The go-to is let's both together get help. Let's get advice. We are not doomed, chas v'shalom. We're putting divorce off the table, removing it as an option for now. Our option right now is getting and seeking that help and working through things. It's so, so important. And that could save marriages, heal marriages, transform marriages. And that is so, so important. Many people, I will tell you again, because again, everything that the shiurim that I've been giving the past 2.5 years, I didn't know about these skills in my early part of my marriage too. And I could have, and I look back and say how stupid I was, or how lack of skills I had, or a lot of these things that I've been talking about and researching, I only knew in the first 10 years, 12 years of the marriage, of my own marriage. I didn't know a lot of these things. And it hurt me. And it hurt our marriage. And I'm not blaming myself. And none of you that is hearing this should blame themselves either if they didn't have yet the skills or the self-awareness. But now you have the skills, or you're developing it, and you have the self-awareness that you can heal and you can grow. It's an achrayus to heal and to grow. You don't have to go back to that default mode of being hurtful with your words, assuming that your marriage won't work out. Chas v'shalom, things turn out in the most unbelievable ways. And when you develop those skills, a lot of divorced people confided in me, if they had the skills, things could have been avoided. People did confide in me and said that. There's a full book, which one day, I didn't get to it yet, to relate someone who got divorced. This is a non-Jew, but wrote a whole book on it, and I was nispul from it because the self-awareness of what this person spoke about that he went through this, and what, you know, he was not a bad person, not an abusive person, a good person that lacked a lot of skills. And once he learned it and was aware of what he did, you know, to hurt his marriage. And I know with my lack of skills, I hurt my marriage. And so we're all human, and we all work, and we're all a work in progress. But the idea being is that with those skills and with that self-awareness, with tefillah, with perseverance, and you'll have a lot of siyata d'shmaya, and you could turn things around. A few other words that one has to be careful not to say besides the word divorce is, for example, when you ask, how are you? And you say, oh, fine, okay. What happens like that is you're shutting the conversations down. Anything that you answer in a very short way, yes, no, fine, okay, that you are shutting a conversation instead of helping communicate more, is not healthy. Another thing also is when you exaggerate. You always do things this way, or you never do that. You never say, you know, you exaggerate the fault of your spouse and blow it out of proportion with the never or always words. That's another thing. So there's books on power of words. Zelig Pliskin has a book on power of words. There's others. It's kedai to work through it and to think about it. And the real nekuda is that even if you don't tell your spouse, just stop saying these words. Try it. It's best, of course, if you talk it through and decide together how you're going to talk to each other going forward, with more respect, being careful with how you say and how you express things, and recognize, yes, we need help. It's no crime to need help. We all need help. We're all human. Don't assume that you're doomed, or you're damaged goods, or your wife is damaged goods, or your husband's damaged goods. We're all damaged in some way, and there is tshuva, there's always repair, there's always becoming better. And we're human. And the idea is you work on it. And if you haven't yet told your spouse about your commitment in your mind, you listen to the shir, try to tell her or him in the first opportune moment. But in the meantime, just simply, even if you don't tell your spouse yet, just stop saying those words. Don't say those word divorce. Don't say those hurtful words. Sooner or later, it'll come into the consciousness of your spouse that he and or she is talking in a much more refined, calm tone and nicer language and more pleasant. And that automatically will change the atmosphere and make things improve. And again, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help all of Klal Yisrael, that Hashem should mend all marriages, mend all relationships, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that there should be always healing and growth with a simcha, with a joy, bringing out each other's potential, and recognizing that hurts can be healed, light comes from darkness, and there is good, beautiful aspects in each of you, in your husband, in your wife, that you could access and tap into each other, and to heal and to grow and to be joyous. And Hashem rejoices. Hashem rejoices when he sees shalom, when there's a reuniting of a husband and a wife with a special connection, even after there was bumps in the road. And especially then, it makes it all the more special, and all the more endearing, and all the more everlasting. Bracha and Hatzlacha.